Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It is one of the best sports days of the year.
Definitely. Definitely one of the best of the year. And I'm not even a college basketball fan, and it's one of the
right.
best of the year.
I think that's what makes it even more special. Like, even if you're not like a big fan, you know what today is. Now you will have, I will say, Joe, there is a group of people who get upset today. That group How's includes that? Those who get really mad that their soap operas are not on in the afternoon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the coworkers that don't care about sports that are working by themselves today because everyone else called in sick.
That's also probably true, to be quite honest with you. But there are people who will be calling CBS local affiliates around the country today, starting at around noon until 2, 3 o'clock, saying, where are my soap operas today? Yeah. That happens every year. And then, of course, the other part of it is it's now on like these stations you can't find, right? Like True TV. What is True TV? We got to find True TV on our channels, right? We got to know and tell everybody where True TV is every year.
Yep.
I don't even know. I find it, but I don't even know what number it is. I just know that I go to one area where like the 40s or 50s. Oh, there it is. Oh, 70s. I don't know.
What, you're not a big Impractical Jokers fan? Which is
I have watched it.
Is that not the only show that's on True TV? I'm convinced. I know it's probably wrong. I'm convinced Impractical Jokers just plays 24/7 on True TV for 350 days a year, and then the other 15 days are the NCAA tournament. That's it. It's all they do, actually, over there.
Don't they have a guy named Sal on there?
They do. Yeah, one of the Jokers, I guess you would say. His name is Sal. Yeah, probably one of the most famous Sals.
Probably exactly right. Who's the most famous Sal? That's today with the NCAA tournament is tipping off. Can't say kicking off. It's tipping off. That's what they do today. And it's going to be happening what? Right. So the 12, coverage 15. Starts usually right around noon. And then, right, the first game, though, isn't until a few minutes after that. So they set it up.
Yes. Yep.
And the first game today is going to be Michigan State against Mississippi State. Actually, a really good one to start with. 9 versus 8, 8 versus 9. It's not too long ago, Joe, where like one side of the bracket always played on the same day and then the other side played on a different day and they rotated. They don't do that anymore. Now it's these pods where you could have one group of the East bracket playing today where another group in the East bracket plays tomorrow, right? Because they do these pods where they actually put teams in different cities based on location, and that therefore it messes up the time. So there's been a lot of different ways that they've kind of morphed this thing. But at the end of the day, going back to what you said, it's the NCAA tournament. It starts today. And even if you're a casual fan, I think in some capacity, many, 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 many people listening who know nothing about college basketball have entered in some sort of bracket contest.
Yes, we're all experts now. We're all experts in a sport that we've watched. Maybe you're a fan and you've watched a bunch, or you're like me who's watched very little, and I feel way too overly confident about my bracket. Come on, first perfect one ever. It's going to happen this year.
You should. I will tell you, my mom does not know anything about college basketball, and she has definitely done well in bracket contests over the years. My wife, she follows a little bit with me. She watches. She knows some of the ACC teams and who the better teams are, but she has done well in bracket contests just because she picks on whatever she decides to pick on. So that's kind of the way it flows a little bit. I have a bracket contest. And you know what? I don't mind telling everybody on the air because I'm getting paid nothing to do it. I'm doing it out of the goodness and fun of my heart, Joe. So I have a bracket contest at CBSSports.com. If people want to go there and sign up. And I am personally going to give the top two finishers a gift card to the NCAA shop, $50. How about that? I just want to do it because I want to have fun with people, with listeners. And you can go there, and if you don't know about it, you can go to my X feed at Sal Sports, and I have a video with a link to it from a couple days ago, and just click it, and you had to set up a password. I wanted to make it just free and public. You had to set up a password. The password is Buffalo, capital B if that matters. So if you want to go and join my bracket contest, go right ahead. The only problem is you have 2 hours and 5 minutes to fill out your bracket.
Yes.
2 hours. And I'm looking, Joe. There's 90 people that have signed up so far in this bracket contest I created. Again, free to join and not sponsored, not doing anything other than just want to have fun with listeners. And if you want to go there and do it, I'm looking like, I got to see exactly how many are left. But out of the like 90 I looked at last night, I would say a good 20 still said incomplete. So those people, so my thought is now, do I just like, what do I do with them? I just can leave them there, or do I just kind of use the manager tool to kick them out? I have no idea.
I might just leave them until, okay. Well, but we'll see. Hopefully you think they
would get. It'll say 0 points anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah, and then you would hope that they would get it filled by then. Do you do different brackets if you're in different groups, or do you do one bracket for everything?
I have done different brackets. I generally these days, and I don't do a lot. I'm in a couple of them this year, and it's the same one. I just fill out the same bracket, and I just submit it. And whatever happens, happens.
I
don't want to go through. I have done that based on, which is a good discussion I'm going to bring up in a minute, based on scoring system, because that matters.
Okay. In terms of like how much you get value for picks early on versus like late. If you pick the champion, can all be very different.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because I think it's really interesting. I actually did research on this. If you want to enter my bracket contest, it's totally free. Register and enter. I don't know if they lock it at like 100 entries. I'm not really sure, but it was like 90 or 89 last I looked, and it's at cbssports.com, and it's called Sal Sports. You can put your entry in there. Buffalo's the password, and I just want to have fun with listeners so we can, you know, if you win, I'll, you know, tell everybody, hey, this is who's winning on the air, and we'll just have some fun with it. So go check it out today. You have about 2 hours left to fill that out. So I wanted to create like the best scoring system. I don't know what that is. And I've been in different ones over the years. What I don't like is I don't like when you just give so many points to the champion. It really kind of takes away from doing the work in the early rounds. I enjoy picking some upsets and saying, look, you should be rewarded for picking an upset that nobody else did. You should be rewarded for having a Cinderella team where no one else did. Because if you just make the champion worth, you know, 50 points, it doesn't matter if you did that. Then just go chalk. Who cares, right?
Right. I guess I don't even really know what the format is in the groups that I'm currently in.
Okay.
Although now I'm looking, and I'm like, the brackets I'm in, and I guess this would kind of be the default setting at a lot of these sites,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is, so in the first round, if you get a correct pick, that's only 1 point per correct pick, versus you the national champion, if you get that right, that's 32. So you'd have to pick 32 correct first-round games for the equivalent of picking the national champion. Although,
right.
You know, like the odds, there might be some fairness in that, right? Like, what's harder, picking out of 64 teams the national champion or getting half of the first round right? Because that really would be what 32 points is. If you get half, 32 out of 64, you've gained as many points as if you pick the national champion.
Right. And you should, but now you should obviously be rewarded for picking the national champion in some way. I mean, that's a tough deal. They have to win what, six games, right, to get there. And right, you go from 64 to 32 to 16 to 8 to 4 to 2. Yeah, six games.
Anyway, six games to be the champion,
you got to do that. In some cases, seven if you play in the play-in game. So what, what I've done, Joe, is here's how I've broken it down. I did research on this a couple nights ago and said, what is the best scoring method? I actually read a whole bunch of different people on what they like, what they don't like, and there's some algorithms. Of course there are, because there are algorithms and analytics on this stuff all the time for anything now. There are actually analytics on what works best if you want to evenly space out the best way to do it, okay? Have you ever heard of Fibonacci sequence?
Yes, although... Yeah, give me like my brain like a second to get the gears rolling here, because I know what that is, but it's just not coming to the forefront right now.
You'll remember it when I start to tell you.
I'm sure, yeah.
The Fibonacci sequence is when every two numbers add up to the next number.
Right, okay.
So if you start with one and go to two, the next one's three. Then two plus three is five.
Yeah.
Then three plus five is eight.
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually how people who've done this research on the NCAA tournament scoring for brackets have said is probably the fairest way to do it.
Okay.
And I said, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so that's how my scoring is done. However, I threw a wrinkle in because I told you I also really think you should be rewarded for upsets. So I do the Fibonacci scoring sequence. You get 2 points, then 3 points, then five. Then 3 plus 5 is 8, then 5 plus 8 is 13, and so on. I also am giving, in my bracket, I think this is, you tell me what you think about this. You also get the number of points for whatever seed you chose to win if they do every single round. If you choose a 1 seed and they win, you get an extra 1 point. If you choose a 10 seed to win, you get an extra 10 points.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. All right. So you are weighting it to make sure that someone just doesn't go chalk. Let me pick all the higher seeds. Let me pick all the favorites. And just
you can.
You could, but you...
You can do that, but you're only going to get 1 point or 2 points every time those teams win, which is fine because somebody who picked an upset might get 0 points.
Right. But you're asking... I mean, really, like the reason I think you're kind of forcing, you know, you can't just pick the favorites every time and be lame about that, because if you do that, like, you're probably not going to win. Someone, if you're in a large enough group, like, someone's going to get an upset pick right. And... Okay, one team got a 12 seed right, and you like look at all. You need to have so much more go right for you than that person because they're starting so far ahead of you. And when you have, if you have 20, 30 people in a group, at least even like again, someone is going to get a double digit seed right. And I feel like you're kind of not. You have no chance if you go chalk. So I kind of like that. You're forcing the hand of, you know. Of some, like, be a little bold. Like, come on. Like, who do you think? Who's your upset pick?
So, you know what? Really, it's the 8-9 and the 7-10 games that really get you here. Like, those are so weighty now.
Yeah.
Because a bunch of people are getting an extra 8 points and half, I would say, let's say half and half, 8 and 9, right? You usually get half and half. Half the people are getting an extra 8. Half the people are getting nothing if when the 8 wins. And if the 9 wins, half of them are getting 9 points, half are getting nothing. So those, it makes those games much more, you know, harder to pick. But also, it really kind of rewards you for saying, you know what? I'm taking that 12 this year. I got a 12 going 2 rounds. I'm getting an extra 24 points if that happens. Well, that's true. But if you went with the 5 seed, you got an extra 10 points if that happens, and you're out the other points. So that's how I've done it. That's at CBSSports.com. The bracket is Sal Sports. And then you can enter password Buffalo. And just having some fun with listeners who want to get on that today. If you'd want to jump on, you have a couple hours to fill out your bracket. We have a really cool show planned for you today for a lot of different reasons. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, and Josh Schmidt is going to be a part of the show today. He's our producer. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Joe, in the second hour of today's show, we are going to talk with a rules analyst from footballzebras.com, Ben Ostro. We're going to talk about the new rules that are being implemented by the NFL. They're proposed, at least. There are a whole bunch of them. Have you looked at the new rules proposals? Have you looked them over a little bit?
I have. Yeah. Kickoffs. The hip drop tackle, I think, is going to be a big thing, right?
Yes.
Beyond that, top of my head, there was review stuff right at the end of the final 2 minutes for penalties. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff.
So we're going to have Ben Ostro on at the top of the next hour at 11:05. We're going to go over the rules proposals that will be on the table. All of them will be at the NFL annual league meetings, otherwise known as the owners meetings, coming up starting Sunday. I'll be in Orlando for that. We're going to hear from Brandon Bean Sunday evening. We'll hear from Sean McDermott and the rest of the AFC coaches on Monday morning. We'll have full coverage for you here on WGR Sports Radio 550 all next week. But one of the big things every year is the playing rules proposals that the competition committee brings forth. And of course, Sean McDermott is now on the competition committee. At 11:30, Joe, we got to find out what's up with this weather. We put the Patrick Hamer bat signal out. He's joining us at 11:30 today. Okay. We got to find out what's up with this weather, dude.
You know what's funny about that? That is so funny because I did not know that. My wife asked me yesterday, hey, when's the next time you're having Pat Hamer on? Because she wants to know what the weather might be for the eclipse. And to see like an early look of, are we going to be okay? Clear skies, because clouds would be very disappointing that day. And that's coming up in just a couple weeks now.
I will not be here for the eclipse. I am very bummed. I'll be in Australia. So I don't even know if I can see the eclipse in Australia. I don't think so. It's like completely different side of the world, right? But I mean, of course, I'm not going to complain that I'll be in Australia in any sense, but I really want to see the eclipse. Of course I do. But I was texting back and forth with Hammer last night about this. He's like, oh man, I wish you could see the eclipse. Honestly, it's like, this is the, Buffalo is the place in the world to see it best. There's no doubt about it. But that said, like you said, what if it comes to that day and it's overcast or it's rainy? That's going to really stink. What I am actually more interested in, Joe, than the eclipse maybe, might be how many people are coming to Buffalo. Like, it is going to be insane. I've seen projections and read projections. Like, hundreds of thousands of people could be coming to Buffalo to see this eclipse.
Oh, yeah. It's not even just Buffalo. I saw, let me pull it up because I want to get the number right. I saw an estimate for Niagara Falls that I think was in, I think, if I'm remembering right, was in the millions of people that are expecting to try to go to Niagara Falls for the eclipse. Like, that would be, I guess, the landscape you would want to, if you were going to see it, the eclipse with anything, it would be the falls, which sounds like a crazy amount of people. Again, I'm going to double check that was the number I heard, but I feel like I remember seeing something like that.
Yeah, that to me is a big part of this. Like, how many people are coming to our city here, what it's going to be like. I really hope it is great weather. You know what happens in Buffalo, right? This happens anytime there's a tent pole sporting event, which, by the way, that's a new term for me. When we heard about tent pole event for the NHL and the arena, there's going to be a tent pole event. I'm like, all right, I guess that's what they call these things. A tent pole sporting event, anytime we have one here, the draft. Remember a few years ago, when the NCAA tournament came to Buffalo, you and I, was it the same one? Was it, you and I did a show, downtown. I don't know if it was that one or the I think it was the previous time we had a major, and I mean major snowstorm, Joe. Do you remember that one? There was a major snowstorm like the day Vern Lundquist was in town. I remember.
Was this the last one? The last one that it was here?
It might have been. I think it was the time before that, though.
Okay. That I don't remember that well then, I don't think.
I don't think we had a major snowstorm the maybe one of the days we did. I don't know, but it was but you know what happens, right? People come to Buffalo, and if that happens, you get the normal and reaction of, you see, Buffalo always snows, always cold. Yeah, it was 72 degrees here March 4th, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Then it doesn't always snow. It's not always cold, but right now it is. That's why I'm hoping we do have good weather, obviously, because A, you want people to see the eclipse. But Joe, I just want people to come to Buffalo and not say, oh my God, the weather sucks. And it's going to be on every blogosphere everywhere.
Oh, if a million. By the way, it was a Toronto Star reports. This might even just be for the Canadian side, that Niagara Falls was expecting over 1 million people. If 1 million people show up to Niagara Falls and the weather's bad, that's you know, not going to be great for weather PR locally.
That's right. Wow. Well, let's hope it all works out. And that will be April 8th is the eclipse. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we can ask Hammer like what the projection is right now, but as he always tells us, that's a little bit far out,
yeah.
So we don't know. We'll check on that. I'm also going to ask him what it's going to be like in Australia, Brisbane, Australia. I have no idea what to expect. I've been looking at the weather app. It looks like it's very much like Florida-ishy weather, which is great because it's hot, but like there's rain every day in the forecast. I have no idea. You know how when you go to Florida, you've been there, that every day it's going to rain for like an hour in the afternoon, right?
Yes, yes. And it's going to be as muggy as humanly possible. Is that the same as Australia? I don't know that.
I have no idea. I'm going to find that out when Pat Hammer comes on at 11:30 today. Ben Ostro at 11:05 a.m. After we take a break and we come back, we are going to play a game. And Jeremy has given us the license to do it because he created Thanksgiving Survivor and Christmas Survivor and all these Survivor games that we play here. We're going to do March Madness Survivor. How it's going to work is Joe and Josh and me, and we started with Jeremy with one pick. We're going to go around, and each one of us is going to, one by one, eliminate a team playing today in the NCAA tournament for whatever reason we want. Joe, you could eliminate a team because you don't like their coach. You could eliminate a team because you have an ex-girlfriend who went to school there when you were younger. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, you can eliminate the team. And the rest of us can be mad that you eliminated that team because of whatever reason. But the bottom line is, at the end, we're going to eliminate 31 teams because 32 play today. We're going to eliminate 31 teams playing today only.
Uh-huh.
And me and you and Josh will have one team that we have a consensus to root for today.
All right. All right. I like it. We're going to get how it's one gonna work. Team. We better be one team. Responsible. With
we have to be responsible on how, that's right, how we pick it. And we can tell you, I don't want to root for this team. It's a 16. It's not going to win.
Yeah.
What joy is that, right?
Right.
It could be whatever reason you want to choose to eliminate. We are going to do that on, you've heard of Survive in Advance?
Mm-hmm.
This is just simply Survivor for the NCAA tournament. And then tomorrow we'll try and do the other 32 teams. And we'll get. Let's see how it goes today. And then tomorrow we'll do the other 32 teams who are playing, because you do have 16 games today, 32 teams, the NCAA tournament, the Bills signed Mike Edwards yesterday. We'll touch on that. The Sabres play tonight at the Edmonton Oilers. That's obviously a big game for them as they stay out west.
In fact, before we take a timeout, because it'll be fun coming up next segment, speaking of Mike Edwards, Adam Kaplan of Pro Football Network and SiriusXM NFL is reporting that Edwards' deal is 1 year, $2.8 million, and it can go up to four.
I'll take it.
Very, very, very inexpensive to sign Mike Edwards.
That is Jordan Poyer money. Isn't that what Poyer basically signed for?
That's right. Yep. He signed for 1 year, $2 million, and there probably was incentives for his deal, too. So, yeah, basically they signed him for the same amount of money as Jordan Poyer, and he's 6 years younger.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. NCAA March Madness Survivor when we come back here on the Extra Point Show, the Northtown Extra Point Show on WGR. Rules at the top of the next hour. Ben Ostro joins us from Football Zebras, and then Pat Hammer on what is up with this weather going on right now today, all on the Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.